Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. I had my head set on loud enough to take my head off there. Good way to start the morning. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you've all survived the mosquito spraying. Obviously, we've got to talk about that, bring everybody up to date on where we are there. Got a lot of information. Those of you that are members, get your computer going. I got a lot of things to show you today as we get into it. I'll give everybody a little bit of time there. We're going to announce the Tony results, winners. Didn't get real close, but it's very interesting, and there's a little more to the story there than just what the mutt mix is on Logan's dog, Tony. We'll get into that. Probably won't do that until the beginning of the second hour of the 9 o'clock hour. For those of you that don't get the 9 o'clock hour, you can listen online. All the hours are streamed live, and then there'll be archived for you to listen to later. Those who are in cities where the radio station carries all 3 hours will do Tony in the second hour. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural dog food and cat food. MunsterMilling.com, MUENSTER. And we just refilled the container this morning at our place, and they were staring at me this morning about why the bowls weren't completely full. Need to tell you about the SPCA adoption of the week. From last week, good news, Samuria, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, was adopted. Before that, Dixie, though, is still waiting for a home. So go to dirtdoctor.com and check that out. We need to help all the dogs, and several of them have been being adopted lately, and we really appreciate that. This week it's Sasha. Sasha is really pretty, too. Four-month-old female pointer mix, beautiful smile, gorgeous pointer markings throughout her white coat. She's very playful, affectionate, and intelligent. She may be young, but she's already showing signs of being house-trained. She loves to play with toys. Especially loves her daily walks. Good-looking dog. Good picture, too, on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the SPCA pet adoption button, and you can see the animals there. For those of you that didn't know it, we had a contest running to guess the DNA mix. In other words, what dogs made up the mutt, Tony, who is Logan's a new puppy, and got some interesting results. So we'll get into those as we go. Of course, the big news, and it's been national and even international. We've had stories from papers in London about this mosquito spraying, and it all started back when truck spraying was done. We've been complaining about the truck spraying. In other words, trucks driving down streets and fogging neighborhoods for a long time. But then all of a sudden, just out of the blue, they started talking about airplane spraying. And I thought it was really a joke that it was being considered seriously at first. And then all of a sudden, we found out about a city council meeting that was going to be held to discuss it. And I got on the docket to speak there, and was ready to speak when Mayor Mike Rawlings told us all that he had already decided, he had already pulled the trigger, and set in motion the spraying from airplanes to start the next day after that meeting. And that's what happened. He did it with an executive order declaring a state of emergency, and that way apparently legal injunctions and things like that couldn't even stop it. I think there was kind of a half-hearted attempt to do that because there wasn't any time. Once we found out what was going on, the spraying was already underway. The mail has been interesting. We've, a lot of people, I guess the only good news out of this is a lot of people have learned who we are, and maybe in the overall picture, it'll be helpful to get more people on board what we're trying to do here. But some very interesting responses from people out there, and I'll try to wade through some of these for you as we go. Probably one of the most interesting, let's see if I have it here and easy to put my finger on it. They, let's see, where it is. It was the one where the listener, and I assume the listener, but the person who, dadgummit, I just saw it here a minute ago. It's not hard to remember. It basically says, you're an idiot. there are people dying out there from mosquitoes. I'll find it in a second here. Who it was doesn't matter, because there's a bunch of people in that category thinking that we are idiots, not wanting to spray and wanting to protect beneficial insects, and that's the main point of the deal. In fact, some of the talk show people, in fact, most of the talk show guys in this market, including Mike Gallagher, Mike was the worst of all of them, supported the spraying and all that. Mike made a big deal, big ha-ha funny kind of thing about how ridiculous I was. And as he finished that show that day, which was the Friday after the spraying had commenced, I walked in on him, and everybody got a big laugh, and he was going off the air and said he'd have me on the next day. No, that was a Thursday, I guess. So he was going to have me on the next day. And as those of you who have been listening to the radio station, Case Guy, noticed that never happened. So we never got a chance to try to straighten Mike out with all the ridiculously wrong things he said. And some of you probably know that I even have a personal friend. In fact, I knew one of the people that died in Highland Park, and then had a personal friend that got West Nile disease, and we had a chat a couple of days ago, and he totally understood what we were trying to do. It's interesting how many people, I should say, don't understand what we're trying to do and think that we're just against using pesticides and against spraying and against controlling mosquitoes, and that's not it at all. What we're about, and by the way, I'll give the phone number if you want to call and jump on discussing this anytime or any other subject, any gardening thing. It's time to talk about fall gardening and all kinds of things. The telephone number is 1-866-444-3478. What we're all about with this mosquito spraying, and it hasn't come across all that well in the press, because a lot of times the conversation with the press is pretty detailed, and what ends up on the radio or on television is just a little soundbite, and it only gets a piece of the puzzle and what we're trying to do. The bottom line on what we're about with this mosquito spraying is that the airplane spraying is ridiculous. It doesn't work. It doesn't control the mosquitoes. It can't control the mosquitoes by design. It can't kill any mosquitoes except the flying adults, the larvae and the eggs that are in the water, which are the real problem in surface lakes that can be hit by the airplanes. And more importantly, the sewers and the drain lines and the areas wet underground or covered places where the mosquitoes are. The mosquitoes spraying from airplanes can't even physically get to those mosquitoes. And if it does hit the open ponds and swamps and lakes and things like that, and they've been spraying right over the top of lakes, even though the label for this product called Duet says that it shouldn't be used in that way. But even if the pesticide, the synthetic pyrethroid, hits those water bodies, it won't control the larvae. It won't control the mosquitoes. So those eggs are going to turn into larvae. The larvae are going to turn into adults right after the spraying is done and all the money is spent to do it. here comes another round of the mosquitoes hatching right out and taking off. The other piece of the puzzle that I think was even harder for some people to get a handle on, some of the folks did, a couple of people at Commissioner's Court where we testified there, got it, understood it perfectly. They just got outvoted on doing this. But what you have to understand is, in fact, I ought to draw a drawing of this for those of you that are tuned in. There's a bell curve of the mosquitoes. Bell curve looks like this. The mosquito incident goes up, it crests, and then it goes back down. And that also relates to the incidence of West Nile virus, that mosquito infestation. Well, the peak of that bell curve was a month and a half before we sprayed. I'll tell you more about it when I get back. Howard Garrett, right after this. They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Citrus Green. Citrus Green is a natural alternative for your house and garden needs. Learn about its many applications at naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Organic programs and products that work. naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I was recently in Mineral Wells and did something that I recommend you do as well. Visit the Crazy Water Store. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most water bottlers to purify water, but the RO process strips water of its minerals. Consuming food and water devoid of minerals dilutes your body's supply of essential minerals. It's great for our bones and teeth and general health. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral water like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on the Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. And if a store doesn't have the product, it'll explain to you how to help get the products in your local stores.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866, here's the number for you, 866-444-3478. As I was talking before we went to break, the bell curve of mosquitoes and the incidence of West Nile virus looks like so. It's a bell curve. It goes from zero up to real high and then back down to zero. Well, when we started doing the airplane spraying, it was almost back down to zero. It was at the bottom, at the foot of the bell curve. So, in other words, we were about out of the time that it was a problem. They started too late, and we've got conversations underway. Hopefully, we're going to have a meeting with the city of the people in charge of the program at the City of Dallas tomorrow to talk about the ongoing program. It was supposed to be Friday. It was canceled, and now it's supposed to be Monday. But what we'll be talking about in that meeting is what will be the ongoing program, hopefully, and get it into being one that indeed works. I'm afraid, a lot of people are afraid of what's going to happen here, and it's already starting to show a little bit that way, is that the mosquito pressure, because of the weather change and so forth, is pretty much gone away, or it's tremendously lessened at this point, and it could look like the airplane spraying did it, and it didn't. The timing did it. The timing and the weather is what did it. Some people, in fact, several people have reported to me that they've seen more mosquitoes since the spraying was done. And when we were making our talks at these various government meetings and so forth, we talked about specific solutions. And so I want to talk about that just a little bit right now. The first one, just like I was saying, Gallagher made a big deal that all I was interested in is not killing the beneficial insects. And, yeah, it's part of it. It's not the big part of it, though. The big part of it is that I want to have a program that actually works to control the mosquitoes, to keep, you know, disease problems to an absolute minimum. One of the big issues with beneficial insects has been honeybees, as you know, and we've talked to Brandon and Susan Pollard about the bees. We have beehives at our office that they manage. And there's a lot of beehives that are managed in urban areas and rural areas as well where this spraying has been done. So they've spent a tremendous amount of time, night and day, trying to manage the bees. cover them when the spraying is going to be done at night, uncover them during the day with cardboard boxes and things like that. For those of you with your computer on and can see this, Brandon brought me this just as I was about to speak at the commissioner's court this past week. Those are dead green June bugs. And a green June bug is a pest to a degree. Green June bugs, in fact, I've been getting a lot of questions the last couple of weeks about how to control them because people have been seeing them and wondering what they were, number one, and two, how to control them. Number one, they're not a huge pest. They are primarily an insect that eats fruit that is past being ripe, being perfectly ripe. They love kind of fruit that's kind of rotting. Yeah, they'll eat good fruit, and they'll eat some foliage a little bit, but they're not a gigantic pest. What's important to understand here is that if that spray, these were found on the roof at our office around our beehives where this came from, and we had dead butterflies, and we had dead dragonflies, and we had other things too. Yeah, we did have a lot of insects that were still alive as well, but these weren't. The point here is that's a big insect. That's as big as my thumb. That's a big insect. Beneficials are as small as mosquitoes and a whole lot smaller. So, how many did we hurt with the spraying? Who knows? What do I recommend instead of the spraying? And spot spraying, for really tremendous hot zones and things like that, that's fine too. Let's just use something that's not a neurotoxin. Let's use something in the essential oil family or the garlic family or the orange oil or something like that that's not a neurotoxin to vertebrates, wildlife, and pets and people. Still kills the mosquitoes, and that's not hard to find. There's a whole bunch of choices there. But what's more important is this, these things, mosquito dunks. They make these little donuts. They also make a granular product like you see here. This is BTI. This is the Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis that I talk about all the time. It's kind of hard to find. It's in every store out there that sells gardening products. It's in hardware stores. It's in garden centers. It's in nurseries. It's in the big box stores. It's available mail order. Not hard to find at all, and it works great. You throw this stuff in the water, and it kills the larvae. It keeps the larvae from hatching, and it is 100%, I don't guess anything's 100%, but it's just as close to 100% effective as anything. And then the adult mosquitoes never are born. That's how you control the mosquitoes. And, if you need to, spot spraying, hot spots, like I said, but with things that make more sense than these neurotoxins. The spraying that they're using is a synthetic pyrethroid. It's a mixture of two different ones. And they are particularly bad on people with allergies, especially children with asthma. It can cause those kind of problems, can make them worse for people who already have them. Well, I'm about out of time again for this segment. We'll keep talking about this, bring you up to date on all this stuff. And if you got questions in the meantime, give me a call, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Website is dirtdoctor.com.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A steady stream of cars has been bringing evacuees north from the Florida Keys. As Tropical Storm Isaac gets stronger and closer, Isaac's top sustained winds have increased to 65 miles per hour. It could be a hurricane by the time it moves over or around the Keys later tonight. The International Military Coalition in Afghanistan says it's closed 202 bases now as part of its drawdown in troops and has transferred another 282 bases to the Afghan government. Mitt Romney's presidential campaign is pitting Barack Obama against Barack Obama in a new ad about Medicare, targets cuts made by the president to pay for the health care overhaul. The ad asks, what would candidate Obama say about President Obama's Medicare cuts? And the first fatal attack in the history of Alaska's Denali National Park has killed a hiker from California. He got too close to a bear. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691. That's 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Texas Rangers have won four straight and 8 of 10 after a 9-3 win over Minnesota Saturday. They now have the best record in the American League at 75-51. Rangers winning pitcher Ryan Dempster, who was acquired in a trade with the Cubs last month, says it's fun to pitch again now that he's with a contender.
It's just more exciting, you know, when you're going out there every day with that feeling that you know you're going to win a ballgame. You know, and you're playing for something. You know, you're not playing to spoil somebody else's season. You're playing to have success for your own.
Oakland beat Tampa Bay 4-2. The A's, who are at a close three-way battle with the Rays and Baltimore for the two wildcard spots, stay six games behind West Leader Texas. Baltimore beat Toronto 8-2. Elsewhere, it was Chicago downing Seattle 5-4, Detroit 5-3 over the L.A. Angels. The Tigers remain 2.5 games behind the Central leading White Sox. Cleveland down East leader New York 3-1, and Kansas City outslug Boston 10-9 in 12 innings. This is SRN Sports. The National League, Atlanta snapped San Francisco's five-game winning streak 7-3. Braves manager Freddie Gonzalez says his club got a good combination of solid starting pitching from Mike Minor and timely offense.
I'm pleased with the way Minor pitched today. Better than pleased, really. Ecstatic and pleased with the offense.
Philadelphia beat Washington 4-2. These leading Nationals have dropped three straight and are now 5.5 games up on the wild card front running Braves. Los Angeles beat Miami 8-2. The Dodgers now 2 behind the West-leading Giants. It was Cincinnati 8, St. Louis 2. That gives the Central-leading Reds a 7-game cushion over the second-place Cardinals. Colorado beat Chicago 4-3. It was New York 3, Houston 1. Pittsburgh 4, Milwaukee nothing. San Diego 9-3 over Arizona. Sergio Garcia carded a 269 in round 3 of the Barclays at a 10-under for the tournament. Takes a two-shot lead into today's final round. Tiger Woods 3-putted 4 times and had a 72. That left him 6 shots behind, same as Phil Mickelson, who carded a 67. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And continuing this talk about the mosquitoes for just a little bit, just bringing you up to date. One thing I told the people about was this book, this Texas Bug Book that we wrote. We covered some of the things, well, all the things that we recommend for mosquito control way back when we wrote this book, and it's been updated and is still a good reference for all pests and all beneficial insects. For those of you who want to get a little bit more detailed information, one of the things that we're going to be talking about in some detail that gets kind of lost in the mix, in the conversation here, and I've been getting some great input from people about this, emails and letters and everything else. And by the way, our email load is just totally out of control, as you might expect, and I'm way, way, way behind. If I don't respond to you, I'll get to you as quickly as I can. We're having to limit it to the members, and it's kind of overwhelming at this point. If you want to join, become a member of the Organic Club of America, you can do that right online, and it's not expensive at all and has a lot of benefits, and we'll try to get caught up on all that as quickly as we can. But one of the people that sent me a tip was something that probably doesn't work for everybody, but it's something you need to know about. When people talk about DEET and defense, I'm not a DEET guy. I think DEET's too toxic. But I do think that repellents are great, and there's some wonderful non-toxic repellents out there. There's a whole bunch of them. We've listed a lot of them. We have some formulas that you can make with vanilla and orange oil and various things on our website as well. Orange oil by itself, we're getting a lot of feedback that it works well. We sprayed our place. Tropical John came over, and we sprayed the detox program. That's another subject I need to go through with you today. If you get the newsletter, you know what I'm talking about. If not, I'll cover that for you in a minute. But he came over to spray with his power sprayer, and we tried out a new product that we're looking at. But we also added quite a bit of orange oil to the spray. Now, orange oil can be sprayed when you're outside in the area where you're sitting and repel the mosquitoes for some period of time. You can hit the plants with it if you stay under about 2 ounces of orange oil or D-limonene per gallon of water. In the overall spray that we did this biological, well, we did a Garrett Juice Plus and this new product that's called Biogize that we're looking at, which is similar to the Norit product that we've tried to get on the market for a long time and have had no luck. It's a very, very fine textured carbon product. And when we first tested this thing, when I did it with small hand sprayers, it left a real pretty strong stain, black stain on plants. And it wasn't that easy to wash off when I did it after it had dried. Well, we talked to the manufacturers, and they said, yeah, that it's a potential problem, and it's a good idea to spray it, and while it's still wet, wash it off the foliage. And that does two things. It gets it off the foliage and keeps it from leaving that black stain. Doesn't hurt the plants, just cosmetic. But it gets it into the soil where it'll do more good. So I followed Trop around as he was spraying with a water hose and washed it on off into the soil. And that also allows you to use a little bit stronger D-limonene or orange oil spray and not burn plants. And I probably used more than 2 ounces per gallon, as I'm always doing, trying to push the envelope and see what works and what doesn't work. And it's we didn't have a reduction in mosquitoes after the airplane spraying, but we did after we did that. So we'll talk about that more. The other one that somebody sent us to remind me was that for a lot of people, taking garlic on a daily basis, we eat it a lot. But people that take the pills, the one that doesn't have the garlic odor and everything, a lot of people like for obvious reasons. And one of the listeners said that their kids and they taking it would go to parties where other people were being bitten by mosquitoes and they didn't have any trouble at all. So taking garlic as strongly, as often as you can, afford and can stand. Works. There's no question about it. I feel very strongly that the vitamin B products, just a good a general B vitamin mix taken on a daily basis is good as well for that. A lot of people have reported that as well. Doing both seems to me to be fine. Some people are allergic to garlic, so you got to be careful about that. The B vitamins, I have never heard of anybody being allergic to them, but they could be. You know, people can be allergic to anything. So those are a couple of additions to your personal defense against the mosquitoes. And then the final thing that's more on the overall control that I tend to forget to mention, and I don't know why I do. It's certainly been part of our recommendations for a long time. And the first subject we're going to talk about in Georgia is another one I forget to talk about often enough. But the first one is Gambusia fish. The little Gambusia fish or little minnow-like fish are called mosquito fish. They are very easy to buy at any of the nurseries out there that sell water gardening plants. The people that specialize in water gardening for sure have them. You can buy what I did. We put 10. I bought 10, put them in our new water feature, and I bet I've got 500 now. I mean, they multiply very quickly. It's something I'm going to recommend the cities get involved in doing because it's so easy to do and make them available to homeowners, but more importantly, make sure they're out in the waters around the cities. Let's see what else along those lines. Well, let's just talk to Marion here and talk about another subject. Marion in Rome, Georgia. Hi, Marion.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
I've got a good solution for you, and it's real organic. This one creature kills something like 10,000 mosquitoes, just one creature by itself. It's a bat.
I agree with you.
And you can buy portable boxes, and you can move them around, take them wherever you want to. You can get the people that come like for like wildlife people. They can bring little portable boxes, transport them, and move them from different places, like to the lakes, the streams. There won't be any chemicals, no chemicals sprayed into the air. People won't be absorbing the poison into their skin. There won't be no poison put into the streams, the waters, or anything. And the bats, one bat, if he consumes 10,000 mosquitoes, well, if you bring in 100 of them, guess how many mosquitoes are going to be gone?
Well, they're great, and they're a lot better. This surprises people. They're a lot better than Purple Martins for controlling mosquitoes, you bet. And
right.
There's a little bit of a problem with them. We had a bad situation here in Dallas. One of the city council men made a Boy Scout who had put bat houses in at least a park, and it may have been more than one park in Dallas, made him take them out because he said bats were dangerous. The city councilman. So, you know, you've got to deal with ignorance along those lines as well sometimes. But Marion, that's a great point. If you have bats around your property, you need to protect them, and putting out bat houses is something I need to talk about more than I do.
Well, it's a good solution other than us drinking more chemicals than we're already drinking in the water, and we're already having more chemicals in our water than what we really need already. That's really what's killing all of us in the world, and the more chemicals we keep putting in there, the more we keep drinking. Back when I managed stores, we did a survey on drinking water. By the time you drink one glass of water, it had been through about 10,000 toilets and been through chemicals. And that, I'm talking about back in the 70s. And I can imagine how many chemicals and how much stuff we're drinking and it's going into our system today. It'd probably be amazing how much we have go through our system. But a solution other than chemicals or spraying, and the more we spray up into the air like you're talking about with airplanes, it gets into the trees, it gets into the vegetables, it's going to get into the gardens and into the animals and everything else, like, you know, it's going to kill out and cause more problems than what we're really actually talking about.
Marion, I totally agree with you, obviously, and thanks for bringing up the bats. Call us again, okay?
Okay, good talk to you.
Talk to you later. Yeah, it's there's not one silver bullet. It's an overall program, and sometimes I get caught up in some of the main pieces and forget to mention, you know, every little thing that you can do, but bats are certainly a part of it. I was in Mineral Wells this past week, and you can see my hat here with the Crazy Water people. I was going to talk a little bit more about them in the second hour or two. Had a great visit over there, and in Mineral Wells, they have the great water for one thing, but over there in Mineral Wells, there's also the Bat Museum, and Amanda Lawler is over there, and I've been trying to talk to her, and she's been real busy because of several different things, but we have bat experts right here in Texas, and they are part of the solution, no question about it. And Betty's got a related question. Let's get to that. Betty in Arlington, what's up?
Oh, I was just wondering if you can use the BTI in the flower beds and flower pots where they're moist, but when they dry out, and then would you have to reapply once they dry out, or would they be okay?
No, that's one of the great things about this technology. This BTI technology is such that you can break off little pieces of these donuts here, or buy the granular product like I talked about, Betty, and they are very effective to control fungus gnats, the best thing you can possibly use. And the really cool thing about the BTI technology is that this stuff is toxic. Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis is toxic to mosquito larvae and fungus gnats, and that's all. It doesn't hurt anything else at all. And if you put it in a flower pot that's moist or in the water in the bottom, you're going to control fungus gnats. It's a great tool. And if it gets dry and sits there for days or weeks and then gets wet again, it's effective again. And that works outside or inside either one. That's one of the great things about the product.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
So the conversations are ongoing. There are plenty of people on our side. A few of the cities around the Dallas-Fort Worth area have opted out of the spraying. I think Cedar Hill has, I'm pretty sure, and I'm not sure who the others are. I need to get a good list of those and thank those people. Unfortunately, Fort Worth ended a 20-year sanity period of not spraying and started spraying last week. They're not doing airplanes yet, but we'll talk more about that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I was recently in Mineral Wells and did something that I recommend you do as well. Visit the Crazy Water Store. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most water bottlers to purify water, but the RO process strips water of its minerals. Consuming food and water devoid of minerals dilutes your body's supply of essential minerals. It's great for our bones and teeth and general health. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral water like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on the Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. And if a store doesn't have the product, it'll explain to you how to help get the products in your local stores.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon. Even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is MedinaAg.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That telephone number, go ahead and jump on here and let's talk about anything you want to. We'll work in all kinds of subjects. 866-444 DIRT, which is 3478, 866-444-3478. I found the note from the person who said the following: idiots, these mosquitoes were killing people. I never want to hear your stupid opinions again. Oh, that's interesting. From Barbara Gilmore. This is a Texas A&M address, it says. I didn't know, a surprise. Let's see. And then a positive one. Thank you for your email. I wanted to share with you is the newsletter they were referring to. And by the way, if you don't get our newsletter, it's free. Just send us a copy, an email so we have a copy of your email address. Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And you can go into dirtdoctor.com and just fill out the form there if you want to do that too. We've got 100,000 or so people that take it and really have a lot of fun communicating, and some people respond to the newsletters that go out for free, totally free, on a weekly basis. And this was one of the responses. I wanted to share with you, my neighborhood was sprayed Thursday night. I forgot to close side vents on my expedition. Friday morning, I had dead bees, wasps, and other bugs I'm not sure of on the hood and on top. However, when I got inside my truck, guess what was waiting for me? A truck full of mosquitoes, none of which were dead. I should have called a news station. Do you think that until I was at work? And that's from S. Landon, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Yeah, and any kind of reports that you've got, you know, pro, con, new ideas, whatever, get it to us. We had a really good letter, and if I have time, I'll read it from an MD that is on our side talking about the dangerous side of the deal. There is a lot of danger to the toxic chemicals. As I told the people at the county commissioner's court this past week, And by the way, I got a real nice letter from one of the commissioners there, Dr. Alba Garcia. She's really trying to put some sanity in it. John Wiley Price, I think, is on our side on this issue as well, and we really appreciate anybody that's helping in any way with all this. But they understand the bell curve, you know, spraying after it's too late, and the spray not being efficient at killing anything but a percentage of the adults that are flying around and all that. But one of the things that I told them, in fact, it's how I kind of started my talk with them. 26 years ago, my daughter Logan was born, and I stopped using pesticides. At that point, I didn't know what organic gardening was. So for 26 years now, she may be almost 27, 26, I think. So for 26 years, my properties have had no toxic chemicals applied to them at all, no sprays, no synthetic fertilizers. Well, as of last week, I can't say that anymore. Somebody else sprayed my property. I didn't approve it, still don't approve it. And it's a big deal. I mean, it got to me, and it has a lot of you out there, I know that, because you've worked real hard having an organic program, having healthy soil, having rich, healthy biological activity on your site, not having a problem with pests, doing the right thing, helping people, producing clean food, on and on. And here comes two governments, county and city, that decided to ignore what we would have preferred and sprayed us with a neurotoxin, with a toxic chemical pesticide that doesn't work to do what they're claiming it will do. We're going to keep up the fight, but it's very disappointing, very frustrating that we've gotten to the point where we are. Having people like this... this one email, having that kind of attitude out there, and the talk show guys pretty much in concert, other than me and the other organic talk show people around the state, you know, the rest of the talk show people seem to be totally on board with spraying. One of the even more disturbing kind of things that has popped its ugly head up during this conversation is DDT. Have you heard it? Have you heard these guys out there saying that Rachel Carson caused more deaths than anybody, you know, including Hitler? I mean, it's so over the top what they say, it's unreal, and that DDT ought to be brought back. Well, I'm one of those kids that ran behind the DDT truck over in Pittsburgh, Texas, like a lot of you are, and I didn't die, but the DDT did almost completely destroy the bald eagle. Made their eggs soft, you know, we almost lost them. Other raptors as well. DDT still being found in every square mile of country in the world. And we have other pesticides that will control the mosquitoes. Plus the fact, and this slips by a lot of people, DDT hadn't been outlawed anywhere except the United States. It's still available and being used all over the place out there. And yet they say that people like me and Rachel Carson are killing people because we don't like DDT. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. More on all these subjects after this break. 866-444-3478. Give us a call and we'll talk. Don't go away.